So keeping you happy through the summer days with the humidity, and we're going to be talking comedy and also a bit of well-being with maybe a detox perhaps. And of course, those sporting activities around the city as we're marking the Dubai Olympics. So with the Olympics in London kicking off on the 27th of July, and to help you as well through the summer. So comedy, you were there last night?
I was indeed. It's the week of the Laughter Factory. So I went last night at Zinc at the Crown Plaza. And it was brilliant. One of the best comedies I've been for quite a while.
You've got a very exciting female comedian on the bill there with Jojo Smith.
That's
so
right.
How was she?
Jojo Smith is quite the character. What I would say is, if you are going, perhaps don't go, ladies especially, maybe don't go with your other half, because she lifts the lid on a few of the things that women do in a relationship, namely the first 6 months of the relationship. Watch what she calls the longest job interview of your life.
So the initiation.
It is. The kind of the webs we weave and the myths that we portray.
You're looking really guilty over there.
Yeah, I know. I am
quite guilty
about
it.
I know I am. I luckily didn't go with my other half, so he's blissfully ignorant about all of
this. I know your other half.
So it's brilliant. She's a firecracker.
She is a firecracker, and she's sharp as a razor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She gave some girls in the front row a bit of a hard time, let's just say. Some girls from Liverpool who thought they were a bit clever.
Right.
Not as clever as Jojo.
Yeah. Wipe the floor of you, yeah.
So she was on second. Up first, we had a UK comedian called Rainer Hirsch, half German, half British. And a lot of his set was based on music, because he did a great bit with a didgeridoo. And then Hoover.
A vacuum cleaner?
Yes. And then a bit of keyboard action as well, some great sound effects. So that was a really fun one to warm everyone up. Then Jojo came on, and then last we had Sean Collins, who's a Canadian comedian who's been in the UK for a while, British wife, and he talked a lot about being a father, which was an eye-opener, shall we say. So a great trio, and they complemented each other very, very well. So if you haven't got plans, I really would recommend the Laughter Factory.
Sounds good.
Good stuff. So there's your comedy fixture there with the Laughter Factory. Let's move on and have a look at if we're wanting to maybe purify ourselves and to relax this weekend and the coming weeks.
Well, a lot of people use Ramadan as a time to give their bodies a bit of a rest. And I think a lot of us go in there with intentions of cleaning up our act a bit, you know, be it smoking or going out a lot less. So a detox is pretty timely. We've teamed up with a few experts, actually. Dr. Deepa at the Balanced Wellness Centre and Oasis Centre, she's done us a special 3-day detox plan. Lots of melon in there, lots of steamed vegetables, and it's just a real kind of kickstart. You wouldn't want to do this for anything more than a week, but you can do it for up to 7 days. And we've just got some great ideas in there. So everything from being active, some good fitness things that are happening, and also our top 10 new superfoods. I think we're all a bit sick of, you know, the blueberries and whatnot. So cauliflower, plums, spirulina, edamame. So you can go to Zuma and have your edamame and feel like you're doing a bit of good. And just some unexpected tips as well on acid and alkaline foods, and some good competitions as well. So it's a bit of inspiration.
You've done a detox.
I have. I went to Goa for a detox.
Right. I've just booked to go to do a detox in Koh Samui at the Absolute Sanctuary.
Wow.
So I'm doing 7 days, which to me, it seems like a long time. So tell me about your experience.
Well, I did 4 days. And I think, obviously, you can go for any amount of time you want. Some people go for weeks on end, which I think is just a bit much. But ours was all Ayurvedic. Totally vegetarian, so no meat, no dairy, obviously no alcohol, and lots of supplements. There was also a few alternative therapies in there,
right,
that I wouldn't...
To cleanse you,
yes,
clean the system,
which I won't,
yep,
you know,
flush you out, yes.
People are probably having their 11s about now, so
yeah.
I won't go into it. But also Ayurvedic spa treatments, so things that get, you know, your lymphatic drainage system going, things to give you a good glow, and 2 hours of yoga every day, which
wow.
was... Really, pretty that
intense.
Was my favourite part, actually. We did outdoor yoga with monkeys all around us. So an hour in the morning and then an hour in the evening. Meditation and just really good education about mindfulness And it kept our minds busy when we should have been thinking about sandwiches. So that was quite good. So what's your plan going to entail?
Similar, I think, to what you're describing. A lot of broth.
Oh, yeah.
Broth. You can eat as much broth as you like.
They love
how wonderful.
Well, this is the point, isn't it?
It's
a detox.
It.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's similar, I think, you know, supplements, but also there is the yoga and the meditation, but there is, you can do exercise as well. So I think my idea is that if this is going to be really tough, and I kind of want it to be part of doing this, is to kind of put yourself through an experience and see how you respond to that and how you feel about that. And you know, challenge yourself.
Are you going on your own? Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going on my own. Yeah,
I think that'll probably be easier. I did a detox about 3 or 4 years ago in Austria, and it was much better to be on my own. Actually, if you go with a friend or a couple of people, or you just go, oh, wouldn't you love to?
You're just going to be talking,
Oh, you know, and you kind of drag each other down. Which if you are on your own, you take some good books
and got your list
exactly. See, Suzanne, you're all set. And it's much more of a kind of authentic experience, because you do give your mind some time to open up and truly relax. You'll love it.
I just see how you are when you come out the other side.
Glowing.
It's a beautiful island. I hope you get a chance to see the island as well.
It's a party island, so maybe don't see all of it.
Yeah, but even if you jump on a moped and just have a drive down the coast, you know, you've got the jungle to your right, and it's stunning, and there's elephants and all sorts to see.
I'll definitely be going to see the elephants, but I'll get all of those tips from you, George, because you just recently came back from Koh Samui.
Had the week of my life.
Yeah, it was
really, really wonderful.
Detoxing?
Toxing, probably.
Yeah. Retoxing.
Or a bit of both. Excellent stuff. Helen, thank you so much, as always. We'll be catching up with you again next month. Get a little teaser, a little heads up for next month's issue.
Ooh, we've got Taking to the Water. We have The Ultimate Guide to Driving in the UAE. So how to learn, where to get the cheap cars, where to drive your own car, how to customise the full deal, and of course, where to escape this Eid.
Excellent. Yes, indeed. And that's where I'm going to be this Eid in Thailand. But here, before you go, the Dubai Olympics, if you're looking for that sporting activity, there's a fine list here in What's On magazine. And also, of course, you've got Dubai Sports World, where George and I have been practically living down there at the Dubai World Trade Center. So when we come back, we'll be giving you an update of how the Fighting Fit team are getting on at Dubai Sports World as they're trying to achieve their goals this summer, keeping fit or getting fit. So thanks, Helen. All
thanks.
The best. See
Have
you soon.
A fantastic holiday.
Thank you so much.
Take
and
thanks,
yeah,
George.
Stay with us as we come back. As I said, we'll be talking about Dubai Sports World.